Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Each Friday, we welcome in Patrick Hicks with poetry from Studio 47. Here's this week's episode.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Joyce Sutphen. She was born on August 10, 1949, and grew up on a farm not far from St. Joseph, Minnesota. When it came time to attend college, she enrolled at the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, where she earned her BA, MA, and also her PhD in Renaissance drama. From 1993 to 2018, she was a professor of English at Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, Minnesota. She is the author of several collections, including Straight Out of View, Naming the Stars, First Words, 14 Sonnets, as well as a forthcoming collection, Carrying Water to the Field, New and Selected Poems. Sutphen is currently the Poet Laureate of Minnesota. She is also the winner of a Minnesota Book Award, the Barnard Women's Poetry Prize, and she holds fellowships from the McKnight Foundation as well as the Minnesota State Arts Board. Many of Sutphen's poems are rooted in the immediate world around her, and she has a sharp eye for capturing details and turning them just a little bit so that they might be seen differently or seen anew. Today we have two poems by Joyce Sutphen, My Father, Dying, and also Miracles. In the first, we are dropped into an uncomfortable family moment. It is the hours before the death of her father, and we immediately sense her helplessness at what must be endured. And so, this is My Father, Dying, by Joyce Sutphen. It was hard work, dying, harder than anything he'd ever done. Whatever brutal, bruising, back-breaking chore he'd forced himself to endure, it was nothing compared to this, and it took so long. When would the job be over? Who would call him home for supper? And it was hard for us, his children. All of our lives we'd heard my mother telling us to go out, help your father. But this was work we could not do. He was way out beyond us, in a field we could not reach. Our second poem of the day is Miracles. We have a rare treat today on Poetry from Studio 47 because this poem is making its debut into the world. That is to say, it is being published, and it's being published on air, if you will. This is the first time it will be heard. I don't think it needs much of a setup or much of an introduction. This is Miracles by Joyce Sutphen. Sometimes I think of those stories where people get healed on the spot. The blind man sees, the woman stops shaking, the lame man walks, and the dead come forth from the grave. Even the raving lunatic has his demons cast into a herd of pigs. How amazing it must have been to look that first step, to look across the land to the trees on the horizon and see, clearly, the bird on the branch, its feathers dangling down. How satisfactory to sit perfectly still. It must be a shock to be healed so suddenly, to find the thing you thought would end you, ended, as if playing at a game of life, all the pieces back in the box, starting over, or, as it might be, to wake from a bad dream and find the morning sun spilling into your bedroom and everyone you loved downstairs, alive and young again.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.